Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
One of my favorite Olympic events is the cycling road race. It begins with a huge field of riders called the peloton, with each rider jockeying for position and working their strategy. Then comes the break where a pack of riders, seemingly on some unspoken signal, breaks away from the peloton and opens up a sizable lead. Then after more jockeying, the lead riders surge toward the finish line, and more often than not, the lead rider loses in the final seconds. Elections can be a lot like road races, and this past week was the perfect example. Last week, I lamented the fact that Hillary Clinton seemed to be protected by the Department of Justice and the news media, despite overwhelming evidence of pay-to-play schemes involving the Clinton Foundation and classified documents being compromised through her illegal use of a private unsecured server. I talked about the FBI director spending nearly an hour laying out what appeared to be grounds for an indictment, and then at the last moment dropping the case because he didn't feel that Secretary Clinton knowingly broke the law. I concluded by talking about how the difference between a republic and a banana republic was the rule of law being applied equally to all citizens. Then, just hours after releasing that broadcast, the director of the FBI announced that he was reopening the case. It's as though we've been given a reprieve, another chance to save our republic from those who would use it for their own gain. Whether we will or not remains to be seen. But just like the riders in a road race, we're coming down to the finish line and the leaders are neck and neck. The question is, who will surge ahead at the very last second? At this point, I'm not talking about who will win the presidential race. In Montana, it's a done deal. Trump will win by a comfortable margin. What I'm talking about are the races for governor, Supreme Court, Secretary of State, and other down-ticket races. Many of you received huge increases in your health insurance premiums this month. Did you know that the state auditor is responsible for implementing and overseeing Obamacare? Are you voting for an auditor who will continue with the status quo or one who will fight to roll back rates? President Obama wants boys in Montana high schools to be able to use the girls' showers and locker rooms. Does your candidate for Superintendent of Public Instruction support or oppose that? You can find the answer at MontanaVoterGuide.com. The bottom line is that there are so many races that will affect us personally, and unlike a cycling road race, standing on the edge of the road and cheering does no good. We must get off the sidelines and help push our favorite candidates across the finish line, and we do that by voting. In every election cycle, there are several races that are so close that they have to go to a recount. Proof positive that one or two votes do make a difference. By next week at this time, we'll know the results. Will our governor be pro-life or pro-abortion? Will the auditor expand Obamacare or lower your rates? Will the majorities in the legislature increase spending and raise taxes, or cut spending and lower taxes? The choice is ours. Each of us holds something very valuable in our hand. It's called a vote, and I urge you to cast yours today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.